For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. And the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Now, you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane, and you get lots of expert advice in both places. You can get information on diet, on supplements, and Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers, so please take a look also at Village Green's own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and you can tune in next Sunday for Kevin Passaro's discussion with me on the book I co-authored with Pam Compart, the ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. So I look forward to being interviewed by Kevin and sharing the information. Now, today, our topic is about cholesterol, its benefits, and the diet and supplement support of healthy cholesterol, healthy lipid levels. Our guest is Gaetano Morello, and he's a naturopathic physician who educates physicians, pharmacists, health experts on the scientific use of natural medicines in preventing and treating diseases. And I'd like to tell you a little bit more about him. His practice is in West Vancouver, Canada, and he received his Bachelor of Science degree from the University of British Columbia and his Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine from Bastyr University of Natural Health Sciences in Seattle, Washington. And for the past 15 years, he has been a trainer and educator on all of these health issues, and he's a contributing author to the authoritative text on alternative medicine, a textbook of natural medicine, something I keep in my library. And he's also author of The Fiber Miracle. He's a lecturer and a regular contributor to a number of magazines, journals, and publications, and he has hosted and appeared on numerous television and radio shows discussing the power of natural medicine. So welcome to the show, Dr. Morello.
Well, thanks for having me. I look forward to a really fascinating topic, and actually one of the reasons why I got involved in naturopathic medicine.
Well, good. I'm glad to have you here. Let's talk about cholesterol and more about this myth that has been going on so long that all cholesterol is bad. Let's talk about what it does and why it is good for us.
Well, I think you can start by just looking at the fact that 80% of our cholesterol is actually produced in the body. So why would the body produce cholesterol? Because it's very important. And when we really analyze what it does a number of different things. One of the things it does, it really is important in the structure of cells. So actually improves the integrity of the cell walls, acts as a insulator for nerve cells, the ability of your nerve cells to conduct information, conduct electrical signals, is really dependent or surrounds the cholesterol concept, or cholesterol being the insulator of the wiring. And then cholesterol is really critically important in the production of various hormones, androgens, mineral corticoids, and glucocorticoids. They're the steroidal hormones, like, for example, cortisol, which is one of your stress hormones, which is produced in your adrenal glands. Well, that's made from cholesterol. And cortisol has so many functionalities in the body. For example, you need to have regular cortisol levels in the bloodstream. If the cortisol levels are low, you'll have lots of symptomologies. You can't sleep at night. If your cortisol levels are too low, you don't produce enough cortisol, which increases inflammation, because cortisol is actually an anti-inflammatory, much like a prednisone, but this is your natural prednisone that reduces inflammation in the body. When you don't have enough cortisol, one of the functions of cortisol is to keep your blood sugar levels normal. So if you don't have enough cortisol, you're not going to be able to do that. So you're going to be very fatigued throughout the day. This is just one of its functions. Other functions are that cholesterol provides the backbone of creating androgens. These are hormones. Your hormones, for example, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, aldosterone, these are all produced because of cholesterol. So, you know, I like the topic because you said healthy cholesterol. And that's what it's really all about. Cholesterol is not an enemy of the body. It's an important component of the body.
Now you have
to look at it from a different angle.
You've said this really, really well, and I just want to emphasize for our listeners, we do talk about this, but I think we can't emphasize enough the importance. I explained to patients that if we had no cholesterol, we would be water. We would have no structure. And it's the bricks
Correct.
In the cell membranes. And it's why those early meds that were used on cholesterol resulted in so many deaths, because of the damage that was done to tissues. And it actually ends up weakening the cells, leading to retinal bleeds and brain bleeds. So if cholesterol is driven artificially too low, I haven't seen this in people who just naturally have very low levels, but I have seen it in people on meds, they are going to get retinal bleeds. And they can also, they have much higher risk for a stroke from bleeding. So I remind people, when they take a statin to lower cholesterol, they are at risk for getting the cholesterol too low. And that if they read the fine print, they never say that statins reduce the death rate. They say that statins reduce the death rate from heart attacks, but they increase it from these bleeding strokes and from suicides. I think it's easy to forget that cholesterol is important for serotonin, and that seems to be the connection. If it's driven too low, then serotonin's poor, and that would explain the increase in suicide. So you might have more to add to that, Dr. Morelli.
Sure. One of the things, as a practicing physician, I also work at a women's hospital here in Vancouver in a chronic complex disease clinic over there. And one of the things that we do is, as a naturopathic physician, we have a lot of things that happen in BC. I mean, for example, we have full prescription rights for medications, so I can prescribe any drug I want. But one of the interesting things is every couple of years we have to do an upgrade course on pharmacology for prescription rights. And now this is taught from mainstream professors at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. And when we go for our upgrades, I remember when we got to the topic of statin drugs. So now this is coming from, the head pharmacologist at the university who, you know, teaches all the physicians on pharmacology and pharmacists. His take on this is that the difference between, so this is in our class, documented in books, the difference between somebody who takes a statin drug and somebody who keeps their cholesterol levels high, the difference in mortality is 0.1%. And so when that number came out, I said, okay, then what's the use of giving this if it's 0.1%? I mean, that's no difference. And look at all the side effects. He goes, well, it's 0.1 is better than nothing. So this is the concept of cholesterol-lowering statins. I mean, they don't even do anything. So why are we giving them?
You know, that's a good point. I actually did not know that piece of information. I do know that...
Yeah, write it down. It's fascinating. 0.1% differential mortality.
Yeah.
Quite a fascinating number.
It makes no sense. And also, the cholesterol feeding studies have been interesting. And they seem to be done about every 5 to 10 years, where they put people on 4 eggs a day. And what happens is high cholesterols come down to a more optimum range, low cholesterols tend to move up because people have this artificial idea that, oh my gosh, we have to limit it to what's in an egg, and that's about 250 to 300. And nobody ever showed that eggs cause heart disease. The association is there, but it isn't causative. Cholesterol is a Band-Aid, as one of my mentors, Mary Enig, lectured on this throughout the world and talked about the damages of trans fatty acids and that cholesterol is healthy. So we're going to expand that subject in the next segment. Do you have just a quick tidbit for our listeners?
Well, I can give you the tidbit I can give you is that when people have bypass surgery, which, you know, it's an amazing surgery that physician can perform, cardiologist. What's interesting about bypass surgery is that all these patients that go through bypass surgery will be put on statin drugs, and they will be put on blood thinners, you know, and sometimes ACE inhibitors as well. The interesting aspect of that is within 5 years, these people will need stents. So these are all people whose cholesterol levels will now be low, yet within a five-year period, they're going to need stents because they have more plaques forming. Therefore, if the cholesterol is low because they're taking medication, well, then why are they still forming plaques? Because cholesterol is not the culprit. That is not the initiation of atherosclerosis. It's something else. So that's another clue that the body tells us that we're on the wrong track.
Yes.
Just to add to.
Good. You have so much good information. I'm so glad you're sharing this. I do know that the statins, the higher the dose, the more the side effects, and that the heart is the first muscle damaged. That is kind of interesting. People think of the muscle damage and they think of, well, my legs are getting tired or heavy and I'm getting cramps. I said, they're not cramps. It's death of muscle fibers and it's happening in your heart. And there is a condition called statin-induced cardiomyopathy. And it's missed because the patient's already a cardiac patient, so if their heart gets worse, it's just assumed, oh, well. Another interesting piece of information about the statin medications is that they're antagonists to coenzyme Q10, which is the enzyme that generates our body electricity, called ATP, in the mitochondria of the cell. So statins deplete, turn off, CoQ10, weakening muscles, depleting our energy that's available, and the heart muscle, the cardiac muscle, is the first affected. Now, we'll talk more about this, and if you've just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on cholesterol with Gaetano Morello.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides whole holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. And next Sunday morning, you can tune in for Kevin's discussion with me on the book I co-authored with Pam Compart, The ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. Our topic today is about cholesterol, and we have been focusing on the importance of it. It's necessary for human life on Earth, and it's so necessary that we make it, because if we had to depend on diet and there weren't good sources, humans would not have survived. So that's why we make it. It is found in foods, but only from animal sources. And if you make, if you should make enough cholesterol. If you eat too much, you'll make less. If you don't eat enough, you'll make more. It's called homeostasis. It's regulated. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the myths of the connection of cardiovascular disease and cholesterol. So, Dr. Morello, could you give us information on this? We're myth-busting.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the evolution of atherosclerosis, which is the buildup of plaques inside the arterial wall, there's a number of things that we need to understand about the arteries. And one of the interesting things, and one of the things I ask a lot of people in presentations that I do, even physicians, how many miles of blood vessels do we have in our bodies? Does anybody know the answer to that question? And when I ask it, very few people actually answer it. And when you look in anatomy books and pathophysiology books, you'll find that we have over 60,000 miles of blood vessels in our bodies.
Wow. I did not know that.
Tremendous, tremendous number, which we would never guess. And the majority of that is the microcirculation, the little tiny capillaries. Now, what's fascinating about that is how does a heart that pumps 120 millimeters of mercury be able to propel blood through 60,000 miles? Remember, 1 mile is 5,000 feet. How can it do that? It can't. So how does it accomplish that? It accomplishes that by the elasticity of the arterial walls. So as blood moves forward from the central core, the heart, the blood vessels actually dilate, their diameter increases. And once it hits a certain diameter, it contracts, propelling blood forward. So it's almost like a peristaltic motion that creates this movement of blood flow throughout the body. This will give you another look from a different angle at what can happen when the artery hardens. When you're not getting that elasticity, you're not getting perfusion. Therefore, you develop ischemia, not only in the heart where, you know, the coronary arteries are, but all over the body, the little tiny capillaries that are everywhere. Those things are getting plugged up, and now you're not getting perfusion, which creates all sorts of other issues. So therefore, we need to study and understand exactly how atherosclerosis begins, and it begins like this. The inside of the arterial wall, the inside what comes in contact with the blood, is a layer, is a very interesting layer. It's called the endothelium. And the endothelium is extremely slippery because it has to be slippery. It has to be slippery because blood's got to flow through it without any resistance or friction. Now, that area, what happens to that area? It can get a little nick on it. In other words, a little cut. Just like, for example, a pebble, when you're driving on the highway, can hit your windshield and get a little crack. That's what can happen inside that wall. So that crack can be caused by a number, it could be caused by blood pressure elevations. So there's a lot of blood pressure that really pushes against that inside, and so it does little tears. The other way is from free radicals, like homocysteine, which is a contributing factor to cardiovascular disease. But free radicals come from everywhere, from the foods we consume, from the coloring agents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That free radical damage looks much like exactly like when you slice in half and the white flesh becomes brown. That's free radical damage. That is the initiation of heart disease. So what happens is you get the little cut, you get the little browning inside the arterial wall. When that occurs, and when only that occurs, what happens is you get an inflammatory response in that zone because the body wants to heal that area. So inflammatory cells go there. That's the first step. The second step that occurs is actually, that's the second step. The first step is the damage. The second step is the inflammation. The third step is that platelets will go and it will aggregate to that area because there's a damaged zone. Once that occurs, and only after that occurs, can oxidized, which is different than regular cholesterol, oxidized LDL cholesterol will deposit on that zone, will start plugging it up. When that happens, the next phase is because LDL cholesterol, oxidized LDL, is negatively charged, calcium ions, which are positively charged, will then stick to the top, and now you have the hardening of the arteries. That is the what happens. Now, when we look at all that, let's look at clues that the world gives us. And one of the clues the world gives us is that we know something that's called the French paradox, where people living in southern France and northern Italy don't have heart disease. One of the contributing factors is that for some reason they'll get damaged, and possibly due to the wine consumption or the antioxidants in the wine. So how would that work? Well, that works like this. If you cannot get damage to the endothelium, if you cannot get browning on the endothelium, much like if you slice an apple in half and you squeeze lemon juice on it, it doesn't brown because the lemon juice is an antioxidant protecting the arterial wall from damage, the endothelium. If you have antioxidants that prevent the nicks, the tears, the free radical damage, then you can never get the nick. Then, therefore, you can never get the inflammation. Therefore, if you can't get the inflammation, you can't get the platelets aggregating, and you don't have heart disease. You can't get heart disease. It's impossible. So really, the crux of the matter is the inflammation and the nick. Because the way that we treat heart disease is, what do? We give antiplatelet aggregators. That's part three. And then we give cholesterol-lowering medications. That's part four. But really, the initiation is not that. The initiation is the tear, the free radical damage, and the inflammation. So that is really at the crux of heart disease. Therefore, the way that we can prevent, treat, and eliminate heart disease is by making sure that we have inflammation under control and have lots of antioxidants. The more antioxidants we have, the more preventative it is. This is why the Ornish diet was so successful, because it's because of the vegetable, the high vegetable consumption of fruits, because they provide antioxidants. So really, that is at the real crux of the heart disease issue, and how we can actually prevent heart disease from occurring, and why we have not done so. Does that explain it?
And I think, you know, that's an elegant explanation, and you walked through it just beautifully. I often refer to cholesterol as the body's attempt to put a Band-Aid on the problem, and the Band-Aid becomes part of the lump called plaque. And it is the initiator, as you said, is inflammation. And just as a reminder, you covered very well the free radical factor. But low B vitamins will contribute to it, lack of antioxidants in the diet and supplements, deep fried foods, high blood pressure, and also trans fatty acids. I should have mentioned them as number one. They are pro-inflammatory and increase cardiovascular disease. And I will repeat that they were brought to us by USDA, FDA, National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute, American Dietetic Association, American Medical Association. We can go on and on with the decades that people were told this was good when the science was always there. Always there. And you can tell that this is a sticking point with me. The University of Maryland, it has the top lipid trans fatty acid researching unit in the world. And everyone, listen to us, even Canada, where you're from, except in our backyard, in Maryland's backyard, were all of the groups that were claiming the industry song, that trans fats were good for you. So I don't need to. I'm talking to the choir when I speak to you, but I like to emphasize that, Dr. Morello.
Yeah, I think those are all I've been laying out this plan for, I've been doing the same talk that I just gave you for 18 years. And then around that, you can say, yes, the trans fats are contributing to the damage to the cell membranes, which are now weakening, creating the inflammatory or aiding in the inflammatory response because our bodies are in a state of inflammation. And there's a new topic that I will introduce to you. Very few physicians have ever heard of this one. This is a new inflammation. So we have acute inflammation, we have chronic inflammation, and there's a middle one. It's called para-inflammation. It is very different than acute inflammation, but it's the inflammation that goes on with all of us, which can lead to atherosclerosis, which can lead to this condition, because that's what kicks in. So it's the para-inflammation, which differentiates from acute inflammation. And we can go into that maybe in the next segment. I can give more explanations onto that. But now, by understanding this whole mechanism, now we can understand or follow through with the treatment plans. How do we treat atherosclerosis? How do we prevent atherosclerosis? By interjecting in those aspects of the causative pathophysiology of the condition.
Well, this is the beginning of our next segment, because I think this is the exciting part. We always like our listeners to come away from the show with information they can use right then and there. They don't have to wait. There's a lot of information we give that they can walk away from the show and they can start. And listeners, if you've just tuned in with us, you're on the Essentials of Healthy Living with 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Gaetano Morello.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, and next Sunday you can tune in for my co-host's interview with me. We're going to talk about the book I co-authored with Pam Compart, the ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. Our topic today is about cholesterol, and we have been focusing on its benefits. It is critical to life, human life on Earth. And we talked about that in depth with Dr. Gaetano Morella. And we're now talking about cardiovascular disease, and we talked about cholesterol's role and how to keep our lipids healthy. So just a reminder, high cholesterol in the blood is associated with heart disease, just as smoke alarms are associated with fires. It is not causation. The cholesterol is responding to inflammation and injury in the vessel. And I always tell people it's a sticky. The vessel becomes sticky, like one piece of Velcro. And cholesterol cannot adhere to a healthy, slick, I'm using Dr. Morella's term, which is excellent, cannot adhere to a healthy, slick vessel. It can only adhere to the cholesterol, can only adhere to the injury, where the injury is, like the opposite piece of Velcro. So what we say is we're not trying to get rid of smoke alarms because they're associated with fires, and yet we went after all cholesterol as being bad, and we had to get rid of cholesterol. So Dr. Morello is educating us here that it's the inflammation and many other factors. So take it away, Dr. Morello, on what we can do preventively and for treatment.
No, I'm going to go into that, but you know, you brought up a really good point. You said stickiness. I love that word, stickiness, because there's other contributing factors, which we'll talk about. But when you talk about stickiness, this is something that I really share in a lot of seminars. The average American consumes about 150 pounds of white sugar a year. They consume about 50 pounds of high fructose corn syrup. That's 200 pounds of sugar. Now, every time we think about sugar, we always think about diabetes, but there's a lot more to it than that. And what there's a lot more to it than that is that sugar is extremely sticky. If you think about it, when you drink a can of pop and you pick it up the next day, that can of pop is extremely sticky, isn't it? Well, that's what sugar does in the bloodstream. It becomes sticky. It sticks to things, and the terminology that we use to describe its actions in the circulatory system is called glycation. Glycation is the ability of sugar to stick to things, and it sticks to proteins, which interferes with their actions. And what are proteins? Well, proteins are everything. Proteins are the enzymes in the circulation. Proteins are collagen. Proteins are muscle tissue. Proteins are microtubules that actually control the movement of chemicals within cells. Microtubules control the division of cells. They affect all those. And then, to make matters worse, when that sugar sticks around for long enough, it creates something else, something we call AGEs, advanced glycation end products, which create all the damages that diabetics actually get. Diabetics get all sorts of consequences because of their condition, because of AGEs. And isn't it interesting that diabetics' biggest problem is the circulatory system? They get a heart disease. They get blood vessel disorders. Why? Because of the AGE. So sugar is a big contributing factor, which you just triggered for me to talk about because you said stickiness. So this is a big zone that has to be looked at when we talk about cardiovascular disease because of the contribution of sugar. I don't know if you want to add something to that before I go on, but it's a real important aspect.
Yeah, and I like to carry it to the next step, that when we have excess sugar and we release excess insulin, some of that glucose rising in the blood, which is very dangerous, the body has a way of handling it. It converts excess glucose to triglycerides, which are fats. And then they're carried on the LDL, so-called bad cholesterol, and raise the total cholesterol. And somebody says, don't eat meat and eggs, when the issue is sugar, not all the sugars you mentioned, but also pasta breads, crackers, pretzels, the refined grains. So all of these sugars are increasing our load. And my understanding is that as a human body, we handle about 30 pounds of sugar a year. And you're right on with 150. We max out at 70 pounds a year. It's like driving your car 150 miles an hour and thinking that it can take care of itself. So that would be my contribution.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of this going on a continuous basis. So we're getting really, really damaged with this overload of sugar, which is really consequential, creating all sorts of issues. So anyways, back to the topic. There is a lot of parameters that we need to address when it comes to treatment plans, because I know everybody wants to hear, okay, so what do we do now that we have the factors? What do we do about it? So really it starts from some of the things that we talked about in my explanation. So first, really antioxidants become a big component of this. So this is why, and again, by looking around us, there's lots of clues that are left. There's many, many clues that society gives us. Epidemiology gives us those clues. So when we look all over the world, and we find people that have high antioxidant loads because of their diet, so more vegetables and fruits than meat, we find these people have less heart disease. And so why do these people have less heart disease? Well, one of the contributing factors to that is not so much the cholesterol, it's the antioxidants. It's the lemon juice that stops the apple from browning. And it's the compound that stop the blood vessel, the endothelium, from getting damaged. And that makes all the difference in the world. So phase one, step one, is antioxidants. And you can take those in the form of not only foods, you can take those in the form of supplements. And there's a number of supplements that have very powerful antioxidant effects. And we'll talk about those. So that's step one. And step two would be to reduce systemic inflammation in the body, because our bodies are constantly under these inflammatory cascades. We have too much inflammation going on. Everybody has inflammation. And if you want to know how quickly or how inflammation is related to so many conditions, it's not just related to heart disease, Alzheimer's, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, cancer, eczema, psoriasis, all these conditions are actually inflammatory conditions. And think about this. When all else fails in mainstream medicine, when you try everything and nothing works, what do you give? You give prednisone, because it always works short term, because everything is an inflammation. So we need to get inflammation under control. And how do we do that? Well, we can do that. Diet contributes to that, but then there's some incredible supplements, omega-3s, and this thing that I call curcumin, which is just, and I'll share with you lots of research. I've been researching this ingredient for many years, and I have been giving this to thousands of patients with tremendous results, which I'll share with you as we move on. But there's a lot of different things that we can do. So number one, antioxidants. Number two, reducing inflammation in the body. Number three, we can actually improve our cholesterol systemically so we have healthy cholesterols. Because I like the topic that you the way you started it. We're going to talk about healthy cholesterol. That's it. It's healthy cholesterol. And so that's the next step. So those are the three steps that we need to do to improve overall healthy cholesterol and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease.
Well, that's a good rundown. Let's start with some of the antioxidant supplements. You mentioned omega-3 and curcumin.
Right. So the antioxidants, I mean, well, we know that curcumin plays a big role in both as an antioxidant and extremely powerful anti-inflammatory. And when we talk about curcumin, the issue with curcumin, there's two issues with it. One, it's very difficult to get absorbed into the gastrointestinal tract, into the blood. Two, once it's in the blood, the metabolism is so quick that within 15 minutes, you don't have any curcumin left that does the functions that curcumin needs to do. So these are the problems with it. So you have to have a bioavailable curcumin that can get inside the blood and do its actions. Because when you see the actions of curcumin, it's absolutely phenomenal what it can do. And I've given it to thousands of patients, and I've documented 800 of those patients, the befores and the after effects for pain and inflammation. I mean, it's amazing when you get the right type of curcumin, the effects that you can have within a few hours on inflammation and pain. So we need to take that, and the way that it really works, it doesn't just work on COX and LOX pathways. It works on something we call NF-kappa-B. NF-kappa-B is a transcription factor. What is a transcription factor? It is a factor that actually tells DNA what genes to turn it on or off. So, for example, when NF-kappa-B levels are higher, it's going to tell the LOX and COX pathways to create inflammation. It's going to tell TNF-alpha, which is an inflammatory modulator, to create inflammation. It's going to tell interleukin-6 to go up and start causing more inflammation. NF-kappa-B controls many, many parameters of inflammation. As a matter of fact, NF-kappa-B also tells something called, this is a new one, VCAM, V-C-A-M. To stimulate, and what VCAM is, it's a vascular factor that actually stimulates the breakdown of that endothelial lining.
So that, we're back to the endothelial lining that we talked about and the importance of trying to prevent problems and heal it, and we'll carry on this conversation in the final segment. And for those who have just joined us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking about cholesterol, the benefits. We're talking about healthy cholesterol, antioxidants, cardiovascular disease. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been a world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals.
committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And you can tune in next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Kevin will be interviewing me. It'll be nice to be a guest on the show. And we'll be talking about autism and the book I co-authored, The ADHD and Autism Nutritional Supplement Handbook. Now, our topic today has been about cholesterol, its benefits, its importance to human life on Earth, and the diet and supplement support of healthy cholesterol levels. We're talking about cardiovascular disease, and the issue is inflammation. So how can we quell unnecessary inflammation, because we need it as a response, but we don't need it to continue to run. It's like a fire out of control in our body. And so we've been talking about the supplements and nutraceuticals. We covered a little bit about curcumin. We'll keep talking about that. Omega-3s, CoQ10, ubiquinol, magnesium, B vitamins. There's a lot that we can cover. So, Dr. Morello, please share with us the information you have.
Yeah, you know, curcumin is one really important component. It comes from turmeric. It's an Indian spice, and it's used in India for all sorts of for cooking, and it's used to heal wounds because it is a very powerful antioxidant. It also actually preserves meat, so meats don't rot. Why? Because it's like that lemon juice that stops the apple from browning. So it really has powerful antioxidant effects, but the anti-inflammatory and modulating effects that it has with so many modulators in the body is outstanding. It is probably the most powerful natural ingredient I have ever seen with a lot of clinical evidence and studies. I mean, it's used for so many committed studies going on with everything with curcumin. So this is a really powerful ingredient that we should be consuming on a daily basis to help prevent cardiovascular disease. Curcumin is definitely one on the list to mark down and try to find a bioavailable curcumin. And what I mean by that is one that gets inside the blood and stays in the blood for about 8 hours, because that's when you're going to get effectiveness with it. And don't worry about dosing. Dosing is good. You can dose high on this ingredient. But this is an important component. Another important component that I know you like, because I've heard you mention a few times, is coenzyme Q10. Or also known as ubiquinol or ubiquinone. And this ingredient is very critical. And the reason why it always comes up with cardiovascular is because ubiquinone, its name, it's ubiquitous. It's found in every single cell of the body. And the body has to make this, because without this, we are in trouble. And what is ubiquinone so important for? It's important for something we call cellular respiration, which takes place in every single cell of the body. It's when you take oxygen and you take the energy molecule glucose, you mix them together, and you mix ubiquinone with it, and then it creates this new molecule called ATP. ATP. ATP is the energy driver. It is the gas that drives every single engine in your body. And what are the engines? All your cells. Without it, you cannot function. So, for example, the way that cyanide works, everybody knows cyanide is a poison. The way that cyanide works, it stops this reaction from occurring. That's why you die instantly. Because it stops the production of ATP. ATP is essential for muscle movement. So if you don't have enough ATP, you're not producing enough of it, your muscles are going to be extremely stiff. So, for example, when somebody dies, they go into something we call rigor mortis, which is not because they don't have enough calcium or magnesium. It's because there's no ATP. That's why everything is stiff. So ATP relaxes muscles. So just knowing that, you know that the heart really needs ATP because it's pumping 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So it needs a lot of ATP. So ubiquinol becomes pretty important in the production of energy, in the production of ATP. Therefore, how is this linked to cholesterol and all this other stuff? Well, it's very interesting that the way that the cholesterol is made, it's made from this compound called, we'll just start at this compound, called mevalonate. Mevalonate becomes cholesterol, but also mevalonate becomes ubiquinone. Now, when you take a statin drug, statins block mevalonate from becoming cholesterol, but statins also block mevalonate from becoming ubiquinone. So therefore, every time you're on a statin drug, you're going to have less ubiquinone being produced in the body. And when you have less ubiquinone produced in the body, what happens? Well, now you're not producing enough ATP. When you don't produce enough ATP, what happens? Well, now you have no energy. Now your muscles can't move. Now you get cardiac arrhythmias. The heart doesn't contract efficiently because there's not enough of it. Now when you work out, you get tired very quickly because when you're working out, you need ATP. And one of the examples of showing you that you don't have an ATP is when you run for a long time and you get really fatigued. You're breathing heavily. You're breathing heavily because your body's trying to make more ATP because it's running out of it. So ubiquinol becomes very important. Now, when you go buy an ubiquinol supplement, it comes in two forms. It comes in something we call ubiquinone, and then it comes in something called ubiquinol, O-L at the end. Ubiquinol is the active form. So how do you differentiate the two? Well, there's lots of studies been done on ubiquinol, but ubiquinol really works. And the time when you take ubiquinol is when you can't convert. And we find that people that are diabetic, people that have elevated blood sugar levels, the elderly have a harder time converting ubiquinol to ubiquinol. And ubiquinol is very effective, and you'll feel it work right away. You will feel an energy response. And always start with 200 to 300 milligrams a day. Don't be shy. Don't be scared of the dosing. And start with that, and you will feel an effect. So ubiquinone is an important component for us to utilize systemically. So that's part two. Another important component to take, supplements to take, is a very simple one, fiber. I mean, it's a boring component, but it's really important. You need to consume 35 to 40 grams of fiber a day. Make sure you count it. How much is a gram? How much fiber do we have in a food? A pear's got about 4 grams. So you need about almost 10 pears a day. So you can get that from different foods. Now, why is fiber so important? Well, let me explain. Fiber regulates blood sugar levels, but fiber also controls cholesterol levels. And how does it do that? Really simple biochemistry. When you consume food, food goes into the stomach, then it goes into the duodenum. When it's in the duodenum, enzymes are secreted, but also bile is shot into the duodenum from the gallbladder that squeezes and from the liver that pushes the bile to mix in with the food. Now, that bile allows for the emulsification of fats so you can absorb fats and also for the elimination of toxins. Now, what happens is, as that bile goes into the small intestine, 98% of bile is reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. Let me repeat that. 98% of bile is reabsorbed back into the bloodstream unless you have soluble fiber present in the diet. If you do, then the bile will be bound by the fiber and excreted out of the body. So if you're consuming like 35, 40 grams of fiber a day, you're going to get probably 60, 70% of the bile excreted out of the body. Now what the body has to do, the body has to make more bile. And how does the body make bile? By extracting LDL cholesterol from the circulation, because the main component of bile is cholesterol. Therefore, it normalizes cholesterol levels. So fiber is a pretty simple, safe, effective way of regulating cholesterol levels in the body. Nature gives us the fiber we need to use. So Isn't that an interesting link? The more vegetables you consume, the less cardiovascular disease you have also. Here's another contributing factor to that stat. So fiber is really important. Now, I know you were off the air, we talked about magnesium. Magnesium is really important as well. Magnesium has so many functions. One of the functions of magnesium is to relax the musculature. It has an opening of muscle, so you get improved cardiovascular or ischemia or flow of blood to different tissues. And when you do that, everything improves. Now, I know when I give magnesium, I actually give magnesium to a lot of patients when I do IV drips. We'll put magnesium in when I do an IV push. And what happens is that patient's circulation just changes within seconds. It's that quick. It just opens up capillaries. So the opening up of capillaries, the improvement in perfusion is a very important aspect of improving cardiovascular function. And last but not least, there's other ingredients out there that can help regulate cholesterol. And, for example, citronol is a component. It's a combination of tocotrienols from citrus. And what they have found to do is they actually do a number of different things. The end result is, I won't go into detail, but the end result is they reduce overall LDL, increase HDL. And one thing that we didn't talk about that we should have talked about at the beginning, and it just came to me, is that LDL and HDL are really not cholesterol. They're carriers of cholesterol. And HDL is a carrier that carries cholesterol to the liver for excretion, and LDL is a carrier, a truck, that carries cholesterol to the circulation. This is why everybody goes, we need to increase our HDL levels. And all these things that I just talked about, they actually increase HDL levels and they lower LDL levels, but they also lower oxidized LDL, which is the culprit. LDL, regular LDL, is not the culprit. So healthy cholesterol, all this creates the healthy cholesterol that we are looking for, that is so apropos in the title that you mentioned at the beginning of the talk. So these are all things that, and we can use that. I'm sure you have other ones that you want to add to this, but this is like a good starting point for patients to begin a healthy diet and healthy supplement program to help improve and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease.
Well, I think you've covered it very thoroughly, and I do appreciate this. We did talk about omega-3s as being helpful in cardiovascular disease, and the B vitamins as well. You had mentioned that. And we look to the methylation factors, B12, folinic acid, B6. But we look at all the B vitamins. We've talked before on the show about the necessary synergism with the B vitamins. They're like the fingers on your hand. They work together better than giving just one isolated B vitamin. If you give too much folate or folate alone, you can suppress B12 and vice versa. So, Dr. Morello, we would love to have you come back on the show, and we'll pick some other topics. And I do thank you for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Really enjoyed the show and enjoyed your questions. So good luck, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And as our new year progresses, I'm reminded that every day is a new day, and every minute is a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. So when you, at the end of this show, make one change that you heard today on the show, and please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.